You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Cornel Hendricks, you are one of the comeback stories of the last decade. You've shown that you can adjust to change, deal with change, and come back from change. You're looking ahead to the 2020 Super Rugby, Vodacom Super Rugby season. What's your thoughts around going into the season with the Bulls and your aspirations for going to Japan?
So first of all, being signed by the Bulls was really a privilege and honor. And all thanks to God for giving me another chance on the rugby field. It was a tough few years for not playing, but I was so happy to be back and grateful. I'm grateful for the Bulls who gave me a second opportunity to play rugby in the highest level again. So 2019 season was really awesome, playing again amongst Andre Pollard, Jesse Creel, Dwayne Vermeulen, and yeah, it was a great season. Looking forward to 2020, and I still have a lot of hope to play for the Blitzbokke in the Olympics games. Yeah.
So the Bulls really looked from the outside. The Bulls really looked like they had the key ingredients to going all the way last season, at least a really deep run. This year, you guys have a lot of guys who've left, experienced hands who've left. How do you see the guys adapting to those transitions as you buckle down and go for it this season?
Yeah, I must say credit to Coach Porter and all the coaching staff like Chris, Rochelle running the attacking side, and obviously to the defensive coach as well, Pine Pinar. So the whole coaching staff played a very important role. And obviously losing a lot of senior players like Andre Pollard, Dwayne Vermeulen, Skalk Brits, Tessie Creel, and obviously our two big locks, Arke Snyman and Jason Jenkins. It's a big loss for the team. But I think it's going to be difficult to play with other guys, but I think there's a lot of guys still at the union, like senior guys like Trevor Nyankani and Lizo Omboko. And obviously, stoning all the guys who are staying behind. I think that guys can still add a lot of value. Obviously, guys like Josh Strauss and Chandra Creel coming back as well. So yeah, I think we will be okay for next year.
You've got moves on the field, but for those who didn't see, you were dancing all leather on stage tonight. Has that got something to do with your rugby, or do the moves come before rugby? What's that?
I was really trying on stage to get the body moving. You know, as you get older, you're not flexible as like 10 years, 8 years ago. But I think I still got the moves. Dancing alongside Ativa and always other two young guys from the Lions. It was great energy. And I think the vibe tonight just fire up the body automatically. So, yeah, for me, it was very nice to come out there and, yeah, perform a dance. Like a dance-off for the guys. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
All the best for the season upcoming. We're really looking forward to seeing you do well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.